Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We celebrate the arts on the first weekend of the month. Tomorrow's exchange begins with our first Friday arts segment, and we kick off the celebration on Thursday with Rogue Sounds. Josh Gross, a music player, creator, and critic, joins us with the sounds of five bands coming to the region. We get some of the music, and best of all, we get to visit with Josh. Welcome back.
Consider yourself joined. I'm glad to be here.
Here we go. Okay, then. So why don't we just jump right in? We got a great, I love,
both feet.
Let me give the names first, because this is just so fun. Dead Chemist, Landon Wordswell, King Theo, Monda Greens, and Vic Ruggiero with Laura Napier. So boy, you can't start with a better name than Dead Chemist, can you?
I mean, unless you're the chemist that's dead, I suppose you could be an alive chemist, but yeah, probably not.
Here's what they sound like.
I just sit there and I think of all the things I would do to you. When I have you on my mind, I'm distracted from the things I need to do. You're the first thing on my mind when I wake up and last when I go to sleep. Probably lost a couple pounds, thinking about it, you're the only thing I want to eat. I'm distracted in my car, I'm distracted spinning bars, I'm distracted in my heart cause I'm thinking about you. I'm distracted all the time, I'm distracted on the grind, I'm distracted in my mind cause I'm thinking about you. Oh, I think I need a break, but you set me free.
So that bore a few surprises. When I heard the original, the punky outlay there, I didn't expect the sweet high harmony vocals in the background, and then a sparer sound in the second part of the verse before we got to the chorus.
I think it's just fast rock and roll. It's got harmonies to sound what's this? Yeah, these guys are fun. They got a good just up-tempo, backbeat, some energy, some party rock going. And they're going to be playing at the Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on December 12th. And they're playing with one of my favorite local bands, the Shaky Harlots, who are also known for bringing the thunder. And I just think that's going to be a good loud, you know, like your family's coming to town, so get it all out now.
Get your sweaty
dance
party out of the
show to go to. Then you just kind of be half comatose for their entire visit, and no one has any conflicts. It's great. You
know? And where's Dead Chemist from?
They're from Eugene. I think this is their first time down here in the Valley. I could be incorrect about that, so please no one quote me on it. But they certainly haven't made it like a regular spot just yet. But you know, the good peppy sound like that, I hope they do. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dead Chemist and Shaky Harlots at the Sound Lounge at Grants Pass on the 12th of December. Looks like a lot of stuff happening in the back half of the month.
Yeah, well, there's this kind of pesky holiday that happens in the middle of the month that sort of takes up everyone's time. So, I mean, as a Jewish person, I don't know what all the big fuss is about. Like, it's easy to get Chinese food that day, I guess, but, you know, that's about it.
Oh, yeah, we can start getting off to the Darlene Love song for Saturday Night Live. It's Christmas time for the Jews. Yeah, when they get all the theaters to themselves and stuff. Let's move on into the next band. Is it Wordswell or Wordswell?
You know, is it potato or is it potato?
Okay, Landon Wordswell, we'll call it. Here we go.
Went a little bit too far, had too much to chew, then I bit it off. I took the L and took another loss and brushed the dirt up off my shoulder, shrug it off, and now I'm super soaking every copy, getting wet up everybody. What I did for hobbies, now I do for real. It's like I'm counting cards. I knew the deal. I just wanted her to come around. She left me alone, no money down. My days are shorter and my nights are long. Forever flinching at the sight of dawn. Say she love me, then move right along. She don't answer texts, so I write a song. Since I don't know what you've been doing these days, I can't say for certain, but you gon' need space, space, space. The facts supply the facts.
All right, so it occurs to me that maybe the name is actually Land on Wordswell, because he does land on Wordswell. It's pretty amazing. I mean, I am in awe, as somebody who uses his mouth for a living, I am just in awe of somebody who can do this. And
that
then,
was definitely what she said, but go on.
There was the additional surprise of the rhythm there that turned it to something like a 6-8 beat instead of a 4-4.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it makes hip-hop interesting, is that you have to think of the lyrics not necessarily just as a lyric, but as a sort of like rhythmic instrument, like a pulse, you know, like that game for those polyrhythms. And you know, like the really, I watched this great video on Vox about like sort of internal rhyming, where it's like where they kind of mapped, use like a video to map out how like different rhyme schemes are for different rappers. And you know, it's like the more dense and complex and layered and like intricate the rhyme schemes are, is the more generally the more you hear it and you go, whoa, what's that? But people, you know, you people just think, oh yeah, just rhyme the last word, keep it on the beat, you know, which is great for like dance music. But, you know, Landon Wordswell, he's part of sort of like an indie hip pop movement. It's definitely not like mainstream stuff you're hearing on the radio. And you tend to get a sort of like more layered, complex, sort of almost jazz-like approach to it in that. And he's one of the handful of artists that have really done pretty well for himself on the sort of small-scale independent touring circuit around the West Coast. Like, it's hip-hop is the biggest music in the world, like, commercially, but it's also – it doesn't – the smaller independent acts tend to not have the same sort of, like – they aren't like quite as like have the underground appeal that like underground rock does. But if you go to one of those shows, you know, you do see something that is just as innovative and just as off the map, and it may just, you know, change your perspective just as much. So
yeah, the rhyming thing is really interesting because you're right. It is not just about the, you know, the last word and making sure you go, you know, ABBA or something like that. But the fact that there are internal rhymes in there too, and that really make it interesting and bring you in, make you listen. If you're paying any attention at all, it's like, wait a minute, what just happened there?
Yeah, especially when to like make a rhyme, you have to like kind of squeeze it or like add in like a pretty complex metaphor. So like it gets, you know, it's fascinating. It's fascinating stuff. If you've never had a chance to see someone like Landon Wurzweil live, Brick Room in December 14th is going to be a great show.
All right, Brick Room in Ashland on the 14th of December, and just before that pesky holiday in the middle of the month that you mentioned. King, where's Landon from?
He's from a lot of places. I think currently he's living in Santa Fe, spent time in a lot of different parts of the country.
Okay, and that takes us to King Theo, like the name here, and let's see what we can hear from King Theo.
Get the call thing that's touched down there in
London.
Me the war heroes where they pong from
London.
If my class coming must come from
London.
All of my big money friend in
London.
Care from
London.
Girl from
London.
House in
London.
My dog from
London.
My mom's gonna
London.
My pop's gonna
London.
My friend gonna
London.
Must end up a
London.
Kingston
London.
Brentford
London.
Sutton
London.
Stratford
London.
Take a flight
London.
The sea buju
London.
Plane out
London.
Man, me a hear about London. Them a talk about the Queen and the Pongs, man. Them say when football run the nation, and Dwight York was the king of the island. When it
okay, I began to think we were on a train there for a minute because we kept hearing all these place names from England. Yeah.
Yeah, mind the gap, man. You know? Right. Just like, yeah, London, London, London. Well, London's a big city. It's got a lot of stops. It's kind of like playing into some of the sort of the like the reggae themes of, you know, which there was a lot of back and forth between Jamaica and London. A lot of like our early original ska music actually came from Jamaican expats, or expats may be the wrong word, Jamaicans who were living in London. You know, and so you had that sort of blend of styles. So you get this sort of like English Caribbean kind of thing going on. You know, what I find interesting about King Theo is a lot of it's blended in with, you know, modern hip hop also. So you're getting this kind of like sort of half hip hop, half dub. You know, with like sort of some sort of reggae world flavor, but not in like a way that's sort of, you know, like the thing you're going to go see at the county fair. Like it's very contemporary, it's very modern, and yet it's pulling from all these different places and for, you know, and like the making something sort of new. And it was interesting because, you know, the sort of origins of hip hop was this idea that it was like it was a collage of every other kind of music. And by doing that, you created this entirely new sound. And it was sort of like some of its innovators thought that it was the sort of the perfect, like, you know, end form of music, because like it was everything. If you wanted, it had horns, it had shakers, it had synthesizers, it had guitars, it had this and that. It was like it was something for literally everybody.
It's been interesting to watch earlier generations come to appreciate more over time what hip hop is and does. I mean, I do remember Don Henley, I think it was years ago, complaining about hearing some of his riffs with the Eagles getting sampled by some rappers. Like, just make your own music.
Yeah, but... well, you know, I complain about hearing Don Henley's riffs all the time, so I get it. I'm with him on that one. I'm with you, Don. You suck. Go away.
Ouch.
Fly like an eagle.
Yeah, at the beginning, fly away like an eagle is what you'd prefer to see, right? And so it is pronounced King Theo, is that right?
I do not know, honestly. Okay. I don't know. Potato.
At the beginning where it was, you know, we heard the other voice saying London, I kept coming back to David Letterman from the early 80s, you know, playing Billie Jean and saying, is it true the word chair is in there? Billie Jean is not my chair.
That one's before my time.
I knew it was before your time, which is why I brought it up. Because
was David Letterman a TV host of some sort?
Stop that. So let's just get on to Mondegreens.
Kind of thing that gets you far.
That That's some fun stuff. Although it's funny that here we were talking about old style rock with Don Henley. And
yeah, right. No, that
does sound not too unsimilar.
Yeah, I mean, dissimilar. Well, you know what was? There's like a difference between like additive and derivative nostalgia. You know, and it's if you're just kind of like playing the hits of yesteryear, you know, it's not. It's really just. Becomes progressively more sad over time. But if you're sort of taking some inspiration from that to kind of like point in a new direction and find something new that's like paying homage, that's kind of the foundation of cultural evolution.
And I must admit, it really makes my ears perk up when I hear somebody using a sound like the Hammond B3 organ.
Because sure, that's great sound.
Yeah, it is. But it's I thought, wow, this is the kind of thing I appreciate because I'm 60 years old. But you know, that somebody in their 20s might not. But then when I hear it come out in a band like Mondegreens, it's like, wow, this is somebody else discovered this sound and went, this is cool.
Yeah, you know, things tend to move in like sort of 25 year cycles. You know, and they tend to come back. So right now, there's a lot of that sort of like mid 70s. Soft and country rock influence kind of creeping back into, modern rock groups. And a lot of that is the organ. Some of it's just the sort of, like crunchy sort of bluesy guitar. Some of it's some of the songwriting style, kind of getting back to the sort of Americana themes, rambling and the such. I like these guys a lot. I think they've got a good they've come back about once a year or so. They're close pals with Slow Corpse, one of our prominent local groups. Mm-hmm. And so they tend to come back and play with them or, help send something up. And they just bring it. It's just a good, live show. It's just a good stage presence, good, great sound, and just stuff you can kind of get into. It's not overly challenging. You don't have to go, okay. At the end of this, I'm going to be exhausted and sweaty. And, you just kind of go and you can go ahead and go that was a good night. I can go ahead and just listen to that. It's not going to assault me in some way. It's not going to reshape me, but I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to like it a lot,
That's on December 21st in Weir. I wrote down Mondegreens instead of the venue.
Oh, the Mondegreens are playing at Mondegreens. No, they're playing at the Brick Room on December 21st. Okay. December 21st is like a date you play when you're like on your way home and you're just trying to make gas money or something like that.
It's our last stop so we can make some money on the way home.
So we forgot to buy presents for our family, so we've got to raise some money real quick.
And we finish up with Vic Ruggiero.
Yeah. Can a fella hold out his hand without somebody saying sorry, man? It's like the ending to an old sad song with everybody just walking on. Maybe sister says she's getting you here. Maybe mister says I'll buy you. Ain't no police.
It is fun to live in a time in history when you can hear all these sounds together because there's a kind of a Jerry Lewis-y piano in there in the
there
background
is,
and just a bunch of other newer sounds on top of it.
Well, though. There's a whole tracking to get there because, Vic Ruggiero is the frontman of a band called the Slackers from New York, a really great ska band that I used to grow up listening to. And, the origins of ska music were largely that it was the Caribbean islands would get radio broadcasts from, the Florida and the southern U.S., but they were far enough away that they just sounded like kind of hot garbage. And so they kind of like what they heard was that percussive
beats. The sound of the radio going, yeah.
So that was kind of where they got that kind of like really staccato, rhythms. And so, but the thing is, consequently, it also had a lot of that early rock and roll sort of melodic structure and style, like the Scatolites are really just sound like early Jerry Lee Lewis or something like that. And the Slackers were really a band that were pulling from that early first wave of ska as well. So when Vic goes out on his own, you're going to hear these kind of like old rock and roll pop style tunes, but like kind of really stripped down. I just think this one's super cool because I was hanging out with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and he was like, man, I was at Oberon's this while back. They get some good stuff in there. I was just hanging out, and it turns out the frontman of the Slackers was singing there. And all these people were like, hey, you're not bad. Keep it up. You might make something of yourself someday. And he was like, yeah, I'll get on that. And they didn't know who he was. And then I like opened up the thing, and the next day I was like, oh, my God, he's coming back. That's great. So like clearly he made good tips that night. I don't know.
he
he's going to make it one day,
Vic Ruggiero is going to make it. He's with Lauren Napier. year on this tour, is that right?
That's what.
Okay, that's what I indicated. Okay, so that's at Oberon's on the 28th of December. Let me go backwards. Mondo Greens at the Brick Room on the 21st. King Tayo at Brick Room on the 20th. Landon Wordswell at the Brick Room on the 14th. A lot of work at the Brick Room this month.
Yeah.
And Dead Chemist with Shaky Harlots at the Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on December 12th.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, going backwards in time. And this
look
month's
for Jeffrey
Rogue
in
sounds...
the pit. Look at front.
Right, me in the mosh pit wearing the tank top, whatever. Yeah. Josh Gross, always good to have you here for Rogue Sounds.
Good beer.
That's it for this day's edition of Jefferson Exchange. We are on the web at jeffexchange.org. The program is produced by John Baxter and Angela Decker, JPR News. The music cuts are all provided by Josh Gross. Randy Babbitt's at the controls today. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Please join us next time and have a great day.